You won't be needing that eye surgery to watch the new movie Source Code. It's not in 3D. Critic Kenneth Turan says it is part of a much narrower trend. Like the Adjustment Bureau a few weeks ago, it's a sci-fi romance.
Source Code is the science fiction thriller version of Groundhog Day. Really? It starts with Jake Gyllenhaal groggy and haggard on a commuter train headed into Chicago. He thinks he's Air Force Captain Coulter Stevens, but the woman seated opposite him, played by Michelle Monaghan, thinks he's someone else.
How well do you know me?
Not that well, apparently.
Do you know me well enough that if I did something that looked a little strange and was maybe even a little bit dangerous, but I told you to trust me anyway, that you could do that?
No.
It turns out that Source Code is the name for a mysterious process that allows Stevens to go back in time and assume another person's identity for the last 8 minutes of that man's life. He becomes a passenger on that train in order to find another passenger who's a mad bomber. The assignment leaves him understandably confused.
At 7:48 this morning, Central Standard Time, a bomb exploded on a commuter train outside of Chicago, killing everyone on board. And that's the train that you've been on.
No, I'm right here. You're talking to me right now.
A man named Sean Fentress was on that train. He, for all intents and purposes, is now you.
It may sound like a version of hell for moviegoers to have those 8 minutes on a train replayed over and over and over again, half a dozen times at least. But the film has come up with a surprising number of variations on that theme. Those repetitions add to the tension as we wonder what Stevens will do next and how that choice will play out. Gyllenhaal and Monaghan go full out with this far-fetched premise, and if they didn't, this twisty film would be in big trouble. But when his passion is added to her flirtatious presence, science fiction romance is definitely in the air.
The movie is Source Code. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.